Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Wake Up Ministries. Happy Sunday to you and yours. Welcome to the first Sunday Enlightenment service of November 1st, 2015. Thank you so much for joining us on this blessed day of our Lord. We appreciate it. Now, as always, you can call in every Sunday live at 10 a.m. On our live line, which is 619-924-0821, or you can listen to the broadcast live on the internet at www.blogtalkradio.com/wakingupministries. So again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/wakingupministries. Now moving on to our Sunday Enlightenment Services program. As always, we will begin with the Lord's Prayer, as led by Sister Naya and Brother Yuri, followed by a scripture as recited by Sister Jay. Then we'll be moving on to a psalm as recited by Sister Zai. Finally, we will welcome the humble man of God, the good minister of God's movements, Dr. Howard C. Taylor, Jr., to bring us the Word of God. We pray that your hearts, eyes, and ears be opened. May your faith be increased, and we further pray that you shall be wholly enlightened and guided by the Word of God. If you have any prayer requests, please feel free to give us a call on our prayer line at 337-502-9553, or you can send us an email, wakeupministries1@gmail.com. Again, that's wakeupministries1@gmail.com. Thank you again for joining us. Now let us embrace God's movement.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
I will be reading Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 18 through 20. What profit is the graven image that the maker thereof hath graven it, the molten image and a teacher of lies that the maker of his work trusteth therein to make dumb idols? Woe unto him that saith to the wood, awake, to the dumb stone, arise, it shall teach. Behold, it is laid over with gold and silver, and there is no breath at all in the midst of it, but the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him. Amen.
Amen.
Psalms chapter 110, verses 1 through 7. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand, until I make thine enemies thy footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of the Zion, rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power, and in the beauty of holiness from the womb of the morning, thou hast the dew of thy youth. The Lord hath sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. The Lord at thy right hand shall strike through the kings in the day of his wrath. He shall judge among the heathen. He shall fill the places with the dead bodies. He shall wound the heads over many countries. He shall drink of the brook in the way. Therefore shall he lift up the head.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us another day on this blessed Sunday. God has allowed us to see another day in his light, in his grace. Before we get started, first I want y'all to hear 2 Corinthians chapter 4. We're going to read verse 1 through 5. And they got a couple other verses we're going to read before that, but y'all can make a note of it and read it later. 2 Corinthians, chapter 4, verse 1 through 5. Before we get started, we're going to go ahead and pray. Ladies, cover your head. Don't want to insult God. Ladies only. Father God, I want to thank you for another opportunity. You allowed me to service you. You allowed me and my humble household in your grace, Father God. And I pray that you continually use me and allow me to bring more and more people to Christ. Children of God, we're reclaiming our place. Father God, I also pray that you circumcise the ears and the hearts of the listeners today so your medication can be administered properly. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Second Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1 through 5. Let's skip around a little bit. Y'all make a note of these first ones that we read so y'all can read them later. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 through 5. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good, an acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Now we're going to head to James. 1 James, verse 3 through 9, and 1 James, verse 22 through 27. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience, but let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraid it not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Chapter 20, verse 22 through 27. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass, for he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deeds. If any man among you seem to be religious and bridle not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. I'm going to read that last verse again. Pure religion, undefiled before God and the Father, is this, to visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Now we're going to head to Peter, chapter 4. Verse 1 through 8. First Peter. For as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind, for he that hath suffered in the flesh hath ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lusts of men, but in the will of God. For the time past of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles, when we walk it in lasciviousness, lust, excess of wine, reveling, banqueting, and abominable adultery, wherein they think in strange that ye run not with them to the same excess of riot, speaking evil of you. Who shall give account to him that is ready to judge the quick and the dead? For this cause was the gospel preached also to them that are dead, that they might be judged according to men in flesh, but live according to God in spirit. But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover a multitude of sin. Second Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1 through 5. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. We'll read that for you again. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach unto ourselves by Christ Jesus, the Lord, of ourselves, your servant, for Jesus' sake. Now, verse 3 spoke about the gospel being hid from the lost. I want y'all to let that marinate for a second or two. Now the devil and his voyage to keep you away from eternal salvation has so many tricks and trades and craftiness to keep you blinding, occupying your time with this world's ignorance, having you hang out in dark places, hang out with dark people, invite evil entities and people into your home. And as you sit and think that you're thinking and walking in Christ, being blinded and listening to the blind man who walks into the wall, a lot of you, this will bother your mind, and you will never fully understand it because you're not of Christ. And we have all sorts of listeners, from the demons, from the wicked entities, even Satan himself tunes in sometimes, so you can see what God's plan is next. But he lacks the understanding of God's will. Today we're going to speak about subconscious and the subliminal message that this world sends out to us in so many different ways, from books from television, from radio, from friends or family that we think have good intentions for us. We're going to start with television programs and movies. They start off with cartoons with so many demonic and twisted meanings. They start us off from the cradle till our grave, try to influence us and keep us away from Christ. And when you really think in depth and you stop from limiting your mind and your spirits, you see and understand that the more ignorance we put in our head, the less space we have for godliness. And through our perfecting godliness, we learn patience, we get discernment, and we gain so many spiritual uplifting. Like for cartoons like Casper the Ghost, you know, you had Aladdin, which was very popular when I was a kid, where a boy who was a thief goes in a girl's house and try to befriend her so she can befriend him and his genie. And a genie is a djinn. And a djinn is considered a very intelligent spirit, which is none other than a demon. But if you think about knowledge and the time we spend on this wretched plane, we see and understand that as time goes by, we become more knowledgeable of things. Whether it's of perfecting ignorance, whether it's perfecting wickedness, whether it's perfecting godliness, whether it's just perfecting stupidity. But through time, we see that we learn and perfect it. So these demons have been here for a long time. So they have perfected ways to get into your mind, for you to happily invite them into your household. And you have a lot of people in this world that work for all these different groups and cults that work from high places in this world. You know, we got movie makers, you got politicians, you got teachers, you got business owners telling us demonic things to bring in our houses. You even got butchers and bakers making demonic food and meals and meats and doing rituals over things that we bring to our house on a daily basis. And some of us, it doesn't affect as much as others because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. And what I mean by that, recovered by God. If Jesus invites us in his home, his Father will happily welcome us in. Wouldn't you say? You have friends that once their parents meet us because we're the friend of their child, they happily welcome into their home. And you got television and you have all sorts of things derive around demonic word, demonic rituals, demonic possessions. Disney makes a lot of cartoons and movies that you portray a criminal or a thief or a wife stealer or a husband stealer into a great person. And just the other day we was watching a movie about a guy who takes another man's wife and he makes her happy, which is not so. When God puts something together, no man should be able to take it apart. And if you look at marriage as it is today, people are marrying different people for all sorts of reasons. It's not for love, and it's not because they're in Christ. So if you have a godly person, someone in Christ, married a wicked person, there's going to be some things that go on. There's going to be a lot of spiritual warfare but not just on the spiritual level. It's going to be on this level too. Because the life that that wicked person is living, they're bringing it home every day. They're influencing their family with it. They're influencing their kids with it. And a lot of us allow these things in our house. Because over the years, we grew up puppeted. The hand of someone else molded us and raised us and took us away from Christ. And our parents happily welcomed that ignorance in because they weren't, I'm not going to say they weren't of God, but they didn't have their full armor on. And they wasn't watching and using their discernment. They were too busy accepting what the world tells them, that not to judge a book by its cover. And I'm sure that word, that phrase came at some point in time from Satan himself. Because if God shows you something, you should accept it. Because eventually, you're going to accept it when you realize the truth. But through that time, you're going to go through way, way more trials and tribulations than you had to. And lots of times, it's going to pull you farther and farther away from Christ. You're going to start lacking the faith. God doesn't love me. You know, he wouldn't let this happen to me. But God told you when you met this person not to let them in your world. But as most kids, when we disobey our parents, we learn the hard way. We learn that eventually our parents were right. But some of us have parents that aren't of Christ. Simple as that. You know, you're either in the light or you're either in the darkness. The world will poison your mind and tell you there is 3, 4, or 5 different levels. You are from heaven or you are from earth. Plain and simple. The children of this world works for their father, which is Satan himself. Children of heaven works for God. And through the time period, the devil has brainwashed us and fooled us and tried to keep us away from God. And a lot of listeners out there, the reason you're confused about a lot of things is because you're going through some serious spiritual warfare. The devil is trying to keep you away from Christ. And as long as he keeps you in the world to these different vices, whether it's addiction of listening to music, magazines, reading, telling lies, stealing, and so on and so forth. And there's nothing wrong with reading or listening to music. There's nothing wrong with conversation. But as a child of God, there are certain things you want to bring into your temple, and there are certain things you want to leave out of your temple. And as an adult, we should have passed these stages in our life. You know, just like the Israelites, they turned an 11-day journey into a 400-year of trials and tribulations for their generation. And it shows the level and the lack of trust for themselves, trust in God, trust in Jesus. And today I tell you, we need to focus on God and becoming more Christ-like, reaching a heavenly perfection that no man of this world can handle. Because we're working towards being warriors and ministers of God, we all are different parts of his ministry, different parts of his body. And the devil wants us not to function properly. Because if a body doesn't function properly, it can't work properly. And you see all these generational curses and all these other wicked things going on in people's lives, whether someone put voodoo or sorcery on them, hexes, curses, all that. And all that is going to end today for our listeners. God has sent you here for a reason. He had a divine plan for you, whether you're here in person, whether you're on a computer listening, whether you're on the phone listening, divine intervention is going to happen today. You're going to wake up and understand who you truly are in Christ and stop limiting yourself and letting the world and Satan get the best of you. And I was speaking on subliminal messages. They come in all shapes, sizes, and forms. And sometimes we don't see it there. Sometimes we see it, but we ignore it because of the discernment that God gives us through Christ. We ignore it, and we don't pay attention. We don't pay attention to friends that we hang around with. We don't pay attention to relatives. We don't pay attention to colleagues. We don't pay attention to churches we go to. We don't pay attention to people in the churches. We don't pay attention to our day-to-day life, the discernment that God has given us through Christ to handle everything. To see the devil months before he gets to you. You should see Satan months before he gets to you, no matter what host he's using, whether it's one of his children, whether it's a demon or demonic or wicked entity he has sent in you around. And a lot of you are going to be bothered by this ministry today. And the reason is because you're not of Christ or you're not ready to receive the full ministry, the full blood, the full flesh of Jesus Christ. And when Jesus spoke about drink of my blood and eat of my flesh, if you're thinking as a man, you'll be like, well, he told us not to eat flesh or drink blood. But he's speaking on a higher level. And you have to just stop and drop all the thoughts that have been planted in your mind over the years of thinking like a man. You have to think on another level. You have to let the Spirit go and let the Spirit show you all things in Christ. If you got any crosses with a man on it, remove it from your home. Any statues, remove it from your home. Any toys, remove it from your home. The start. And God will show you the rest. Take the steps, accept the walk on faith, and God do the rest. Anybody here that needs baptism, you got some weird things going on in your home, you need healing, hexes, vexes, curses, whatever it may be, please give us a call at 337-502-9553, or come up. Or you can email us at wakeupministries1@gmail.com. Now bow your head. Father God, I want to thank you for this powerful ministry. Remove every wicked entity from the listeners' homes, everyone that has this ministry and service has reached, whether it's in the spirit or out of faith. Father God, I want to thank you for this opportunity to allow me to serve you in Jesus' name, Father God. Today, now, remove everything I ask of you, Jesus' name. Now you may receive and live a more godly life. In Jesus' name, I thank you, God. Amen.
Amen.